Yo, what's good, my self-care squad? It's your girl Riley Hart back at it again, serving up some straight-up truth bombs to kickstart your day. You know that feeling when you trip and face butt right in front of everyone? Yeah, the one where you wanna melt into the ground and disappear like a low battery notification. We've all been there, fam. That feeling sucks. Especially for us Gen Zers who are already drowning in this pressure cooker of expectations. But guess what? That's exactly why we need to talk about rebuilding confidence after a major setback or failure. Because let's be real, life is one giant obstacle course and sometimes you're gonna wipe out. The trick isn't avoiding those falls, it's picking yourself back up faster than your TikTok dance routine. So buckle up, buttercups, because today we're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of how to bounce back like a boss after life throws you a curveball. First things first. Stop beating yourself up. Seriously, enough with the internal monologue that sounds like your worst critic at a roast battle. You know what? It wasn't just some epic fail, it was a learning experience disguised as a dumpster fire. Every mistake, every slip-up, it's all valuable data. Think of it like those cringy childhood photos you only look at because they are hilarious now. This too shall be a story for the future, one that makes you laugh and nod your head in recognition of how far you've come. Secondly, write that narrative. You know how we constantly scroll through curated feeds and see everyone else living their best lives. Remember those on real life, it's like reality TV with filters. Don't let comparison steal your shine. Instead, focus on your own journey. What are you good at? What do you want to achieve? Write down your goals, big and small, and visualize yourself crushing them. Next up, don't be afraid to ask for help. Ever heard the saying, it takes a village? Yeah, that's still relevant, even if your village is just your bestie who sends memes when you're feeling down. Lean on your support system, vent to your fam, or find a therapist who gets you. Talking it out can be seriously therapeutic and remind you that you are not alone in this crazy rollercoaster ride. Now, let's talk about self-care. We're not just talking bubble baths and face masks here, though those are definitely part of the equation. Self-care is about prioritizing your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. That means getting enough sleep, like actually enough, eating food that fuels your body, moving your body in ways you enjoy, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's necessary. And last but not least, celebrate the wins, big or small. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Celebrate that. Did you ace that presentation? You deserve a freaking parade. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments and giving yourself credit where credit is due. Okay, real talk time. Imagine this. You just bombed that audition you've been dreaming about. Your heart is pounding, your stomach is in knots, and you want to crawl under a rock and disappear. But then, you remember that Riley Hart voice from the podcast telling you to keep it moving. You take a deep breath, dust yourself off, and decide to treat yourself to your favorite ice cream, because let's be real, sometimes you just need the sugar rush. Later that night, you scroll through TikTok and see someone else bombing an audition with hilarious grace. You laugh along, realizing that everyone messes up sometimes, even the pros. You send a DM to your friend, share a meme about it, and remind yourself that this is just one small bump in the road. You've got this, fam. So remember, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about being resilient, learning from your mistakes, and getting back up stronger than ever. It's time to ditch the self-doubt, embrace the journey, and show the world what you're made of. Now go out there and own it. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast with your squad. Let's spread some positivity and empower each other to crush those setbacks. And hey, if you need a virtual high five or just want to vent about the latest drama, hit me up on Instagram. You know I got you. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.